are constantly coming through here. They're constantly stopping. They're constantly asking for prayer. And in one moment, it's somebody that needs a job. Another moment, it's somebody who needs a place to live. Another moment, it's somebody, you know, who's hungry. And another moment, you know, this tent has turned into some of everything. I'm learning something that a lot of people need to know. You know, I'm learning from people's firsthand experiences, people that you can see every day and never know what they're going through or what they've come through or where they are. And many of these people still have hopes and dreams and aspirations for themselves and their families. And people drive by as if they don't exist.
Well, you know, I imagine that as a pastor, you're really close to people's pain all the time. So what's different about taking it outside and staying outside and being outside all day and all night?
The difference is we've positioned ourselves in a way that the love that we're trying to show cannot be avoided. You have to try not to see the love that we're trying to do. You have to try hard.
Well, what have you learned about your own faith or your own, the practice of your faith in doing this?
It really fortifies it, and it informs me in a way that helps me to minister in a very practical sense to people who are hurting, because now they understand that I understand, you know, and they see that I get it, you know, and I hear them and I see them, and you know, I want to love them just like Christ would have if he were here right now.
One of the things that you are here to do is to draw attention to violence, mm-hmm. to violent crime mm-hmm. in Indianapolis. Mm-hmm. And we wish we could say that it's abated, but it hasn't. Mm-hmm. And in fact, over the weekend, there was a shooting not too far from here involving 4 people, including 2 children,
correct.
One of whom died.
Mm-hmm.
Thinking about that?
Well, yeah, I mean, I preached about it on this Sunday, and Sunday the title of my teaching was God said that there would be days like this. We were coming off of a fairly good week, a fairly quiet week, and then boom, here comes a day where not only do we lose someone that should not have been lost, a 10-year-old that should have gone to bed that night and woken up that next morning, a 10-year-old that should have been graduated from high school, going on to college, and possibly becoming our next mayor, or our next city county counselor, you know, who knows? Not only do we realize that these violent crimes are not gonna just stop, we just gotta know what to do when they happen. Not to retaliate, not to hit back, you know, not to take vengeance into our own hands, but to stop and to really understand that everything happens for a reason and no life that is lost in vain.
When you talk to people about why you are here, what do you say?
We're here because of the root cause, which is hopelessness. You know, it's hopelessness that puts someone in the frame of mind that would cause them to want to pick up a gun in the first place. Yeah, we need to look at gun laws. Yeah, we need to look at, you know, tougher crime legislation. But bottom line, we need to figure out ways to give hope to hopeless people so that they don't have a reason to pick up a gun, so that tomorrow means so much to them that they don't want to mess up their today.